amen, praise God, that we are speaking to you today. Indeed, if I were to say to you, amen, praise God, that, amen, there is unity in diversity, amen, praise God, then you would say, well, that's an oxymoron. Amen, because they are opposite one for another. But when we talk about, amen, praise God, diversity in unity, amen, praise God, it is, amen, the work of God. I'll tell your neighbor that diversity in unity is the work of God. Amen, praise God, we see it, praise God, in our own bodies. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God, that even in our own body, amen, praise God, there are different members. But God has put these members together in this one body. Can you say amen? And because of the diversity in unity, amen, the body is able to function. Can we say thank you, Jesus? We see it in the creation that God has made. Amen, this one world. But amen, praise God, look at the variety that God has placed in one world. And we stand back and we stand in awe of how God is able to bring different things together for his glory. Amen, praise God, nations would attempt to do it. Amen, in our own nation, praise God, in reference to, amen, praise God, the Declaration of Independence and reference to, amen, praise God, our pledge of allegiance to the flag. Amen. We hear our nation saying, amen, praise God, that, amen, we believe that the Creator, amen, praise God, who has created all men, amen, praise God, equally, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. These rights include, amen, praise God, the right to life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Amen, praise God. We look to, amen, our flag and we say one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Can you say amen? Amen. But when you leave God out of these things, you cannot accomplish the diversity and unity that will function. Amen. Tell your neighbor, everything God made worked just like he made it to work.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, praise God, there is no, amen, schism, amen, praise God, in the body. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Your hand ain't fighting your feet, and your feet ain't wrestling against your legs. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God, but amen, in this one body, can you say amen? Amen, there is harmony, praise God, amen, what it does, and amen, praise God, what it is able to accomplish by fact that all the members contribute that part that God has designed them to do. Can you say amen? No wonder Paul uses the body, amen, praise God, to picture for us, amen, praise God, the diversity, amen, and unity that is the church. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Amen, praise God. This church, praise God, amen, that God has created and that God has ordained, hallelujah, praise God, is a beautiful picture of what God is able to do by his omnipotence. Nobody do it like God can do it. Well, you ought to give him another praise. Can you say amen? What is it that will hold this diversity? What is it that will put this, amen, praise God, together, praise God, that it might function, amen, as God desires, that it might bring honor and glory unto God? And he does not leave us to question. Can you say amen? He lets us know through the word that it is by one spirit, can you say amen, that we were all brought into this one body. I'll tell your neighbor, praise God, it's because
It's because of the Spirit of God. It's because of the anointing of God. Amen. Praise God. That all of us, amen, are brought together. Can you say amen? Amen. As diverse as we are, amen, into one body to give God the glory and to give God the praise. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, it's possible through the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Through God's Spirit. Amen. Praise God. He brought some. Amen. Praise God. Through the fire. He brought some through the water. Amen. Praise God. We look around on all of us and remember, praise God, that I don't know your story. And you don't know my story. I can't tell you where God brought you from. I know where God brought me from. Can you say amen? Amen. But when we contemplate, amen, our diversity, we find out that it's because of the love of God that we are here today. Amen. And that we are part of this beautiful body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. The diversity. Amen. Praise God is, amen. Praise God. The fact that we are many members. Amen. Tell your neighbor, praise God. Amen. The church is made up of many members. Can you say amen? Amen. Tell your neighbor, it's needful that there be many members. Because your experience, where God brought you from, is different from where God brought me from. Amen. What you had to go through, I may not have been through. But I need your testimony, as you need my testimony, to give glory to what God is able to do. He can take a wretch undone and wash him and purge him and lift him up and put him in a place where he can give glory to the Creator. Can you say amen? We are diverse. Can you say amen? We have the same prayers, but we don't pray alike. Hallelujah. We love, amen, the same God, but we don't all demonstrate it, amen, in the same manner. Amen. Praise God. Because, amen, we do love him. We desire to please him and keep his commandment. Hallelujah. But the way you give him glory may not be the way I give him glory. But there is no schism in the body. Amen. When you're praising him, I want you to praise him. I may not know where he's bringing you from, but I can attest to God that he's worthy of the praise. Anybody know he's worthy of the praise? Tell your neighbor, I don't need to know where he brought you from. All I need to know is that you are here in the body to give him the glory and to give him the praise. I ain't trying to change you. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. You are you. God needs your praise. Because nobody understands what God did for you but you. That means that praise nobody else can take. That praise belongs to you because God did it for you. Anybody got a praise for him? Diversity when we come to serve God. Amen. Praise God. Your office may not be mine. Hallelujah. The work that you do for God may not be what I'm doing for God. But the key thing to remember is that it is for God. I tell your neighbor, it is for the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And so, hallelujah. Understand, hallelujah, that God has not, amen, using our modern terminology, made any clones in the house of God. Tell your neighbor, your praise, amen, is your praise. And you say, amen, don't try to make me into who you are. Amen. Who they are to make them a clone as to who we are, but that was never the plan of God. Tell your neighbor, you need to be different. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God needs your testimony. Amen. Because there will be others somewhere along the way, hallelujah, that need to hear that what God did for you, He's able to do for me as well. He wants you to love Him. He wants me to love Him with all our heart, all our mind, and all the strength that is in us. To love Him enough, amen, that we're willing, hallelujah, to sacrifice in His behalf. Tell your neighbor, amen, it's because of God that I'm here today. If it had not been for the Lord, no telling where I might be. But thank be to God. And listen, I ain't talking to just saved folk. Can you say amen? Because if you're in this house today, God's mercy has allowed you to be here. Can you say amen? You could have been dead. You could have been cut off. But God allowed you to live until you find life. And when you find life, you want man that you're laboring for. I'm laboring for the one that redeemed me. When I was amen, praise God, acceptable, he by his blood washed me and covered me, and he made me accepted in the beloved. Yes, I owe him thanks. Yes, I owe him praise. Yes, I owe him my all and my all. If it weren't for God, I wouldn't be on my way to glory. If it weren't for God, I would have no eternal life. If it weren't for God, I would have no sure promise of glory in the heavens. But because of God, I have all of these things. Can you say amen? Don't tell me not to praise him, because when I consider all that he's done in my life, my mouth got open. I got a shout. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for all that you've done for me. Thanksgiving is hard to discourage somebody that's thankful. When you're thankful, when you rise up in the morning, amen, thank you, Lord. You didn't have to let me live, but you gave me a brand new day. When you're thankful, can you say amen? You can make the choice that the psalmist made. Amen. For he said, this is the day that the Lord made. Tell your neighbor, it ain't your day. Can you say amen? I know. Amen. You say, amen, my day ain't going good. But tell your neighbor, it ain't your day. Say amen. I know you say, hallelujah, they ruined my day. But the reality is, it ain't your day. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. You say, I'm going to take the day off, but when you realize, amen, there ain't a day that you ought not to give God the glory and the praise, because it ain't your day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and amen, what are you going to do? The psalmist said, I will rejoice. Rejoice.
and be glad. Tell your neighbor, rejoice and be glad. Because you could not have your ticket to go to glory. But if you are the redeemed of the Lord, ain't no day bad enough to make you hold your head down. Because I know I'm on my way to glory. I know after a while it will all be all right. If my body ain't good, don't worry. I'm getting a new one. Amen. If I don't live in the right neighborhood, don't worry. I'm moving into a mansion. Tell your neighbor, it's all going to be all right after all. Here it is. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Sometime. Amen. Praise God. When God has dumped all of this wealth upon us, all of those rich things, all of the good things that we have from God. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. Praise God. We, amen, praise God, are unresponsive, amen, to what God gives out to us. And why are we unresponsive? Because we don't recognize the value of what we have. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, amen, praise God, you're saved.
Amen.
You're on your way to glory.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. In this world, amen, you are unique. You are not of this world. Amen. You are a different kind of people. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. You've been brought in. Amen. Praise God. Into, amen, the family of God himself. He's given you his name. He's given you his spirit. He has drawn you to his bosom. Can you say amen?
Amen.
There's no, amen, way that every day there shouldn't be another bubbling up of joy. The thing was all right, the prison was all right, but I don't feel
amen, praise God, that he would reach back out to you and bless you according to his will. Tell your neighbor, the oneness is one head and one spirit. And you say, thank you, Jesus. So when the Holy Ghost, amen, is walking, can you say amen? And we have the same spirit of God. Amen. It's easy for us to tap into the move of God. It's no reason for us to miss our blessing. Because if we desire to receive from God, amen, praise God, we can have what he has for us. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, it's one God. It is one spirit that moves through all of us. Amen. In the power of the Holy Ghost. So what happens is we refuse to push our flesh out of the way. And we hold back the spirit of God. And we make God wait. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Until we get ready. Can you say amen? But tell your neighbor, your time is always now. Every opportunity to get in on the move of God.
Thank you, man.
I'm closing in a few. But when, amen, praise God, Israel, amen, praise God, was making their way through the wilderness, they saw the presence of God, amen, praise God, in a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire. Can you say amen? And God demonstrated his presence among the people because that pillar stood above the tabernacle that they had pitched in the wilderness. And, amen, praise God, the eyes of the people were on the presence of God. Tell your neighbor, you need to look for God's presence. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you ought to look for God's presence. And, amen, as they looked, amen, praise God, how reassuring do you think it would be, amen, in the middle, amen, of the wilderness, somewhere out way in nowhere land, amen, to peek out of your tent door and to look over the, toward the tabernacle and see the pillar of fire if it were night, or the pillar of cloud if it were day. Can you say amen? Every time you peep and look and saw that, you know God is with us and everything is all right. Got to worry. God is with us. I might not have ADT, but God is with us. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. I might not have the button that say I'm falling and I can't get up, but God is with us.
Thank you, Lord.
Can you say amen? I know the presence of God goes with us. And amen. Praise God. As I fall down, I got a name that I can call on. And he will get to me quicker than any other outside. They looked and they were able to see the presence of God. But the thing is, when the cloud moved, the people moved. Can you say amen? And there was no debate as to what shall we do? Amen, praise God. Do we linger? Do we tarry? When the cloud lifted up off the tabernacle and the cloud moved, Israel knew we got to move. Can you say amen? They moved. Amen. Praise God. All of the 12 tribes, can you say amen? Amen. In their different perspective positions, praise God, lined up to follow God. Why? Because God was moving. Yes. And because God is moving, we need to move with the cloud. Yes. Can you say amen? Amen? Amen. Praise God. So, amen. Praise God. It's not like it is for us today in 2019. When God moves in this church, this body, this one that he's the head of, this one that has many members, and amen, praise God, and different, amen, functions in the body, we're content to see God bless somebody with the Holy Ghost, and we're chilling. We're content to see God use somebody over there, and we're chilling. And the time that we live in, we even got the nerve sometimes to pull out a device in the midst of the moving of God's spirit. We're looking at a device. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. and we let God move without us joining in the move of God. Our excuse is, well, I feel nothing. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. God didn't move me. Can you say amen? Amen. So we sit. But let me tell you, if God is moving and you get in the move of God, don't worry, you ain't got to worry. God will move you. Can you say amen? God will bless you. God will, amen, stir up your heart. Because this one body is motivated by one spirit. The unity is in the head. One hand, the Lord Jesus Christ. The unity is in the Spirit. Amen. Praise God. It is the power of the Holy Ghost. The unity is in the body. This is one body. I'm closing. But this is one body. I cannot hurt you without hurting me. Because it's one body. Praise God. If one member suffer, all suffer. But I don't feel like I'm suffering. But God is not a liar. It affects you. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. If one member is wounded, all of us are hurting. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. If one member is rejoicing, all of us should be rejoicing. Can you say amen? Because it's just one body. There's no way I can turn my back on you and say I don't need you. Because you're part of this one body. The songwriters say, I need you and you need me. Can you say amen? So if you need me, you can't afford to throw me away. Because you need me. Because your loss, amen, the loss of me by throwing me away, it's going to be your loss. And if I throw you away, it's going to be my loss. So I can't afford to throw you away. I can't afford to persecute you. I can't afford to beat you down. Because I'm damaging my own self. How many of us would take a hammer and beat on our big toe? Your brain won't allow you to do it. Bang your toe. Can you say amen? Not going to do it. You recognize it's a part of my body. If I hit my toe, it ain't going to just my toe be hurting. Thank you, Jesus. And so, praise God, God wants us to be reminded, amen, praise God, that his, amen, praise God, diversity is brought into a unity. You can't escape me. Tell your neighbor, you can't escape me. If you've been baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, spoken in other tongues, you can't escape me. I'm tied to you. Sometimes you love me, but I gotta love you. Sometimes you don't do right, but I gotta love you. Amen. Praise God. Because as I get you strengthened, as I hold you up, I'm going to be blessed. Because when you get strong, you can hold me up. Amen. We need to care in the body, one for another. Don't write that sister off. Don't write that brother off. Don't write that one off that seems like they ain't never going to mount to nothing. Don't write them off.
Don't write them off.
Say amen. It's one body. This body to be one. And you can't change the design. Tell your neighbor, you can't change the design. Amen. Praise God. It don't matter how mad or how angry or how upset brother so and so made you, it's your brother. Amen. He knew better. She knew better. It's your brother. Amen. And so then, praise God, we are to honor what God has done.
Deborah, a fearful and wonderfully made diversity and unity. Look at the church. All of these different folk that have come from different places in their life, but they have all come together to give honor and glory to God. Diversity and unity. It takes a God to do it. And amen, praise God, and make no mistake about it. Amen. Nothing can undo what God has done.
Amen.
And so then, praise God, we are to join with God and agree with God and tell God, help me to appreciate what you have done. Because nobody could put the church together, amen, with all of these different personalities and all of these different viewpoints and all of these different ideologies to bring them to one standard, which is the word of the Lord. It took a God to do it. Can you say amen? It took a God, amen, praise God, to blend us together as one. In these times, we've got to remember to stand together as one. We are the church of the living God. We are the redeemed of the Lord. We have hope that reaches beyond the grave.
Amen.
Standing hand in hand and shoulder to shoulder, loving and serving our God is what God desires from all of us.
Amen.
Recognize, amen, God's hand in what he has done and what he has accomplished. And amen, and give glory to the Lord that brought this one, amen, praise God, out of the pit.